This is the Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on 1410 AM from Vet's Whiskey Kitchen with Canada's best whiskey selection.
When do you drink much?
Whenever.
A lot?
Tons.
Presented by Neutral Vodka and Neutral Vodka Soda.
It's real craft vodka soda made by distillers. No sugars, no carbs, and no preservatives, and only 98 calories.
We've headed downtown today in the rain and cold, first week of December here. Lots of Christmas decorations up, and it's a perfect time to come out and do some exploring and check out all the Christmas lights. So today's program, we are checking in with the newish restaurant, Hydra. Actually, Hydra, but it's spelt like Hydra, in the Exchange Hotel. And this is a new Greek-style restaurant. And there hasn't been a Greek restaurant that looks like this around for a very long time. There was a place called the Rest Days back in the day, and that was where you were on a Thursday night. But the Greek restaurants have really not been as they were in their heyday. So it's cool to see a beautiful room and look at a menu that isn't just souvlaki. Today we're going to talk with Sam Bodden. He does the bar program here, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what exactly is going on with the food and what the beverage program is all about at Hydra.
Yes, Hydra.
So, if you come in here, it's a share place, correct?
Yeah, we do mostly suggested family style. We have, you know, whole chicken, whole fish, whole leg of lamb.
Leg of lamb. Now, yeah. I don't think I've seen a whole leg of lamb in a restaurant before. Not in Vancouver, in any case.
Yeah.
So, I know I have one in my freezer, and I'm going to pull it out, but I certainly need a few people to help me eat that. So, what do you suggest? How many people generally share a leg of lamb?
It depends on what else you're getting, but I would say four people could share the leg of lamb. And usually people have enough to take home.
Nice. Yeah. Lamb sandwiches the next day.
Yeah.
Perfect. I do see you have souvlaki, kind of a steak skewer, and the saganaki and a few things that most people would recognize from a Greek restaurant.
Yeah.
But I see things like lobster pasta and a lot of other things that are such as the raw bar with the ceviche and the oysters. So
yeah, oysters,
it's a lot more than
whole fish
than people see at your regular Greek restaurant.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you're open lunch and dinner?
Yeah, we're open lunch and dinner and breakfast as
and
well.
You're in a hotel.
Monday
so
to Friday.
All right, anything Greek on the breakfast menu?
Every day. We have a Greek yogurt on the breakfast menu.
Greek yogurt, staple
yogurt
in Greek cooking.
Yeah.
And you also do a happy hour.
Yeah, we have happy hour 3 to 6 every day. Delicious, great wines, rosé, red, and white for $5, all highballs $5, and beer as well.
And that's a deal. And I'm actually, I've tried a few of the different wines on the list, and they're certainly drinkable. There's a lot of places in town where the $5 wine is not something you want, but here I'd say, come on down. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the bar program? We've got, I'm looking at the bar menu. It's beautiful. I love the photography. And you've divided into light, bright, bubbly, and the usuals.
Yeah, the usuals, and we have strong drinks as well. We're just going after all facets of booze.
And do people do cocktails here more, wine more, bit of both?
Well, a little bit of both. We do lots of cocktails. I mean, it depends on the night of the week and what's going on. But yeah, we do a lot of
cocktails. And sitting at the bar, you can observe what's going on. It's a nice big bar. Well stocked, and I highly recommend heading down here to have one of these beautiful cocktails sitting in front of me right now. So tell me a little bit about
what
I'm about to sip.
It's a holiday. So it's basically our version of a margarita, you could say.
Okay.
It has Cascadores Reposado and Martini
and
Bitter.
That is an aged tequila?
Yes, it's 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Excellent.
With watermelon, fresh watermelon, ginger, and coconut sugar and malt and salt rim with a good big piece of watermelon on the rim for garnish.
And it is a sort of a summery looking drink, but not really. It's more, now that it's that I see, I'm thinking this is the perfect Christmas drink.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think it works all year round. Some people might think it's a summer drink, but once you taste it, I think it works either way.
Cool. So I'm going to give this a little sip. And what else on the drink menu would you recommend? What is your second most common drink here?
I would say the Mediterranean as well. That's under our bright
section along with the holiday. That comes with cucumber-infused Grey Goose, mint-infused Neulieprat with some pear bitters.
Well, this very is refreshing. A complex drink. You can taste the tequila, but it's really well-balanced with a little bit of the sweetness from the watermelon. And I love the salty rim. Yeah. So the salty rim is where it's at.
Oh, yeah, I love the salt.
All right, well, the decorations are going up here. I imagine there's still some room for holiday bookings, and there's definitely room during happy hour, and you just might catch me here, too. So thanks, Sam, for pouring us this awesome drink.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.